Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happened in a workplace that made one woman believe that her office may be a portal to the other side?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like our show, you want to keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person that's a supporter of our show, sign up to do that. ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon, patreon.com/realghoststories. And $5 a month gets you access to the advanced episodes, the bonus episodes. It's all there for you. Check it out, like I said, at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
What's up, Tony?
You know, just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keeping it real.
I am just keeping it real, yo. That's all I got going on.
I don't even really know what that means.
I don't know either. I don't know.
But I'll act like I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, you doing good though?
Yeah. Kind of getting back in the swing of things. Harper is in school now. And it's so weird because she's been here with me, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic and every day and for the last almost year and a half. So suddenly it's like, where's Harp? Oh yeah. But I'm happy. She's happy. She had a good day today, her first day. And so it's going good.
Well, and for a kid, you know, she is very precocious. She's very smart. Mm. And so I'm sure that when she gets to school, she's like, I so did this 2 years ago. But
yeah.
But just being at school is so important.
Yeah.
And so I'm really glad that she was able to go back. And is she riding the bus?
Yes, she is.
Good for her.
I am yawning right now because I got up this morning with her at like 5 something to take her out to the bus and all that. And oh, it's an early bus, but I'm ready for bed right now.
What time does the bus come to get her?
About 6:30.
Lord.
So, yeah. And I said, you know, I can drive you if you want. She's like, I'm going to the bus. Okay. Do the bus. So that's, we'll see. You know, it's sometimes you want to do the bus and then you realize, oh, maybe I don't want to do the bus. It's bad. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'll let her do whatever she wants. So
it's just like, it's all exciting. Third grade, you get a bus. You haven't been in school for a year and a half.
I know.
Like everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's all good. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first story of the day here on the program. As soon as I get it scrolled down to, and here we go. Hey, I've been listening to Real Ghost Stories Online for a few months now, and I'm a huge fan and plan to be an EPP soon. I was waiting for a long time to send in a story because I really could not decide which one to send first. I've had quite a few paranormal experiences going back to my teen years. This will be a couple stories and experiences rolled into one story. It was the early 2000s and I was working in a well-known RV dealership in Las Vegas. I was an assistant in the service department for a few months and decided to apply for warranty administrator when one of the ladies in warranty had planned to move away. The warranty department currently was in a room above the service department. Only my first day in warranty, I climbed the stairs and opened the door to the office to find the manager and two of the women standing around the manager's desk, staring at a bunch of items on the floor next to the manager's desk. As I walked in, they were all staring with eyes and mouths wide open. They all turned to look at me and the manager began laughing and said, "You just missed it. We were arguing and everything on the top of my shelf above my desk just flew to the floor like someone just swiped their hand across the top shelf, sweeping everything onto the floor." Even though I'm a longtime believer in the paranormal, I did not believe them right away and laughed along and said, "Yeah, right." The two women and the manager all started to convince me it really happened. talking at the same time. I just responded, wow, that's crazy. Several months later, I was in the office alone and was working at my desk and needed to take a file back to the file cabinet on the other side of the room. It was just a large square room that had a quarter of the room divided off by a row of file cabinets. They had their backs to our workspace to create a sort of file room. As I'm walking diagonally across the room to the opening in the file cabinets, I suddenly and very clearly hear the bare footsteps of a child run from the center of the room away from me towards the opening in the file room. I stopped in my tracks trying to figure out what I just heard. I'm a believer, but I always try to rationalize everything away somehow. After I put my file, I went downstairs into the service department to see if someone could have been messing with me by tapping on the ceiling. That would be impossible, as there's a false ceiling with foam panels, and the real ceiling is about 5 feet higher. This was not a typical building because it had to be high enough to accommodate motorhomes with a height of about 12 feet or more. So the second floor warranty officer was higher than a typical second floor space. On another day, I walked into the office and it was empty. My coworkers were obviously out doing warranty stuff. I walked diagonally across the office floor towards my desk and could hear someone rifling through the file cabinet. I could hear papers rustling and drawers opening and closing. You could not see into the filing area because all the cabinets were in a row, creating a wall across the room, and they were tall enough that you needed to get on a step stool to get to the top drawer. I jokingly yelled, "Who goes there?" It was common for someone in that service department to be up there going through files. I received no reply. The papers kept rustling and drawers kept opening and closing. After several minutes, I yelled again, "Do you need any help?" No reply again. I then realized I should make sure it's an actual employee and not someone looking through files that should not be there. Get up, made my way across the room to the opening created by the last file cabinet being a few feet from the wall. As I turned the corner to peek into the filing area, the sound stopped. Nobody was there. No papers were out. No drawers. No nothing. I began to think I was completely imagining the entire thing. I later told my manager about it and he just laughed and said, "Yep, it's haunted up there." Thanks for letting me share this, and I hope to hear it on Real Ghost Stories Online soon. Keep up the awesome work you all do. Thoughts on that one?
You know, I think it's interesting because what she or he heard is very distinct sounds, like people wrestling through paper.
Yeah.
That's a very distinct sound. A kid running is a very distinct sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't go to, oh, it must be a ghost rifling through the files.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, it's somebody looking for something,
yeah,
which is what happened. So that to me is always interesting because you react to it that way. Like, hey, who's there? Can I help you find something?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It's just that distinct of a sound.
Yeah, there's no alarm bells that go off.
Right.
Because it's not an unidentifiable sound. Your brain's going, that's that, and moving on.
So whenever I hear stories like that, I'm always like, I mean, I don't know what the other explanation is unless you are hearing things.
Yeah.
You're having some sort of break from reality. I don't know. And that could be.
Sure.
But when it's happening to other people in the building,
mm-hmm,
and it's kind of just a known fact.
Yeah.
Like the first day, like something just knocked a bunch of things off the counter.
I didn't know where it was going to go at first because they're like, and I stepped into my boss's office and there were two women in there. I'm like, where the fuck is this going?
Bow, chicky, bow,
yeah.
Bow, chicky, bow, bow.
Like wrong podcast. But
that could be scary too.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you
like,
go.
I'll never unsee that.
And they said they were having sex with a ghost on his desk. What?
It looked to me like they were having sex with each other, but they said it was a ghost.
That's special. Okay. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hi, Tony, and whoever may be with you today. My name is Victoria, and I just want to say I love your show. It's pretty great, and thanks for everyone who called in. All right, so I'm just going to begin. So I have so many stories, but the one I'm going to share with you today is about a doll named Maggie. I was at, there's a place, and I'm sure you guys have heard of it before. It's called Dig and Save. And you go there, and it's where all thrift things go to die. And so you go, and you pick, like, a bag of things for a buck or something, and I'm sifting through all the crap, and I see this hand-painted, like, 4-foot-long, beautiful doll. And she is clearly handmade. She's got, like, these beautiful, like, her face is, like hand-painted in this pristine, like, pastel color. She's cloth. I don't know how to explain her. She's beautiful. And I look at her, and I'm like, oh, I'm taking you home. And my friend is with me, and she's like, what? Like, I got to take her home. She's beautiful. And she's like, I wouldn't. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing it. So I take her, and we actually go to my friend's house first. And my friend has a 4-year-old at the time. And maybe she's 5. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So we're talking about the doll, and we have this game that we play where we take, like, a baby book, and we just look through the names, and we're being silly, and we're like, what should we name this doll? Like, I don't know. We have this doll in this house for less than 5 minutes at this point, so we're playing around, we're going through the names, and my friend's daughter tugs my sleeve, and I go, yeah, hey, what's going on? And she brings me down to her ear and goes, I know what we should name her. And I go, what do you want to name her? And she whispers in my ear, Maggie. And I go, oh, okay, well, maybe let's continue playing. And my friend and I kind of brush it off. We're like, okay, whatever. So anyways, we haven't actually looked at the doll without her clothes or anything. We haven't taken the opportunity to really investigate her. And so she has this, like, old colonial dress on with, like full, yeah, how do I explain it, like, full undergarments and everything. So you have to take off her dress and then pull her undergarments, and you can see, like, all of the stitching on the back. And when you pull the dress up and the undergarments, what is written in cursive handwriting is Maggie doll and a date and a name. And I look at my friend, and I'm like, oh my God, do you see this? And she's like, what? Because I had already told her about Phoenix, her daughter, saying that it was, we should name her Maggie in my ear. And we're like, all right, what? We got to figure this out. And her husband walks in, and we tell him what's going on. And he's like, get this doll out of my house. And I'm like, all right, I will. So I take the doll and bring her home. And my husband immediately is pretty pissed off at me. He's like, why in the fuck would you bring this doll home? Are you kidding me right now? Like, I'm so sorry, but I'm not. Because I'm like, this doll's awesome. Like, she's fine. She's not haunted. Like, whatever. Like, even though I've had plenty of experiences, I didn't feel any bad vibes with her. I just thought it was a beautiful doll. And anyways, so I put her in this little spot in the entryway. And my husband is like, I am not going across this entryway. Like, why are you putting her right here? And I'm like, just leave her alone. Like, it's fine. I was not fine. So the first 3 weeks, our house is not haunted. Like, I've lived in haunted houses. I'm pretty, you know, I'm an empath, like probably many of us are on the show just listening. And instantly the house starts doing weird things. Knocks, lights going on and off. And I'm immediately like, crap, my husband's right. I'm a dick. Anyways, so I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do at this point. Cause I'm like, all right, maybe it's not, maybe it's a coincidence. It's all good. And I'm sitting in the living room, and one of my first experiences is I have a Snapple can. And I don't know if you remember, like, the tops, and the tops, you can, like, you push them and they go, you know, the top, so like that, whatever. So the top of a Snapple can or Snapple bottle is in front of me on TV stand. And I'm watching TV. All of a sudden, I hear, and I'm like, what the hell? I look down, and the Snapple top is right in front of me. And I'm like, I didn't hear that. I just continue watching TV, but I turn it down a little bit just because I'm curious. And sure enough, I hear. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I pick up the bottle. I put it in the recycling can. I'm like, all right, this is fine. Everything's fine. Around the same area, the same week, I'm like, okay, I think I got to get rid of this doll. Like, I'm starting to kind of feel it. The energy is changing slowly, surely. I don't know if it's feeding off of my husband's fear from it or if it's just, you know, like getting comfortable in the house. But I was really nice to her. I would actually be, was this even the right thing to do? But I was really nice. I would be like, hi, Maggie, how's it going? Like just walking by into the living room. I didn't want to create any animosity toward it. Well, and then I'm looking up on like online, like how do you get rid of a haunted doll? And it's like, okay, you have to get rid of it in a way where it is accepted into the home. So I put her on eBay and I'm very upfront. I'm like, look, this could be a haunted doll. And I'm updating what's happening as time goes on. And like, I don't put her for very much. Just kind of put her up there. I think it was like, I don't know, whatever the actual doll was worth, like $50 or something. I don't know. Anyways, so I have a night where I'm studying and I'm in dental hygiene and I'm studying dental hygiene. So I'm balls deep in my books and I'm with my friend and we are literally covered in textbooks and notes and everything. And I get up, I'm like, I want to drink water. Do you want to drink water? And she's like, yeah. I turn around and I see my fish tank light is off. And the fish tank light is a click on and off. And I go, that's odd. I go over to the fish tank and I'm checking it and it's off. And I'm like, I don't want to mess with the fish because you don't want to, you know, it's nighttime now. I'm not going to turn the lights of the fish tank on, whatever. So I left it off. I go about, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 feet to the kitchen, and it's a straight line. You can see the living room right to the kitchen. It's all open concept. And I turn my back to get a glass of water. I put ice in the water. I turn back around, and the fish tank light is on. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I walk over, and sure enough, the on button is turned on, and I'm like, I go to my friend and I'm like, I look at her and she's still covered in textbooks, but there's no way that she would have gotten off of the couch, like uncovered herself full of the notes and textbooks just to go and turn the fish tank on just to mess with me. Like, there's just no way. She was balls deep in whatever she was doing. And I'm like, okay, I don't even say anything. I'm like, I am going to ignore this. And then I started kind of being freaked out because I shouldn't have, because I'm sure she was probably a nice doll, a ghost entity thing, but I don't know. I just started getting creeped out, and because I didn't want to attach itself, I didn't want to like get out of the doll to attach it. Like, we didn't have a kid yet, and I'm like, oh god, the last thing I need is a haunted house and like half of the day, whatever. So I tell my husband, bad idea again, and he's like, get this fucking doll out of this house this week. Like, I don't care how you do it, I want her gone. And I'm like, okay. So I ended up selling her on eBay. It was literally that week. Like, it just kind of happened. This lady emails me and she's like, hi, like my husband passed away and I want a friend, or I want a partner, and I would love to buy her. And I'm like, look, okay, you can definitely have her. I want to let you know, like, this is me not, I'm not just being like, this is a haunted doll. Like, this is, I don't know how you feel, but this is what's been happening. And by all means, and you can have her. And I'm not going to lie. I kind of just stuffed her up in a box and sent her on her way and did not look back. Anyways, that is my story about the Maggie doll. And I have tons of stories. I just want to say that you guys are just fucking awesome.
And she, you. Oh wait, there she is.
Carol, I love hearing about your dogs. Tony, I'm sorry with whatever gone on with your family, but it sounds like you and Harper are doing great in the farm together. And yeah, just thank you. I kind of feel like I've got to know you over the last year or so. And one more thing I wanted to say. RIP to Glenn, the security guard. We loved your stories, man. You are awesome. And I hope that you're listening to this podcast going, damn, now I'm on this side of things. But you were great. And RIP, man. Okay. Cheers. Bye.
There you go.
Aww. Well, as soon as she said she bought a doll, I was like, oh, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's weird. People who collect dolls, like my mom collect porcelain dolls.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that stand there and just stare at you.
Yeah, they're creepy.
And you don't play with them because they're too pretty. Not like my mom would.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for her, they were just decorative.
Wouldn't that be fun? Like, you want her to replace someday and she's sitting there playing with dolls and she's like giving them voices and they're saying horrible, horrible things to each other.
And then it's like, she goes, I named her Maggie, and then find out that my mom bought that damn doll from her.
Yeah.
That would be.
Or that your mom is the source of all the cursed dolls.
And what about, of all people to sell it to, the woman, her husband died and basically wanted a companion doll?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, she'll be a companion.
I'm not sure
if it's a good one or a bad one, but.
That's why when you sell things like that, you want to do it like in the mall parking lot and not at your own home.
She did. She did it like, full disclosure, she didn't hold anything back. She told her the way it was. And I think that's fair. So the woman knew, you know, the woman could have been like, that lady crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then that's weird. The little girl's like, I know what to name her. As soon as the kid said that, I was like, oh, this story is creeping me out. I don't know why I find dolls so creepy, but.
The companion doll line is what I'm kind of stuck on. I'm just like picturing like not even this story, but just somebody real creepy just showing up at the behind the dumpster of Lowe's to do the transfer of the doll. It's like, I'm here because I want a companion doll. Just wrong.
My husband died. My companion.
I want
a companion doll. That's just really weird to me.
I want to take very special care of it.
But in a way, it's like she did find the perfect person for this doll.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the whole journey this doll was supposed to take to get to
be a companion
that woman.
Doll. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure if you Googled companion doll, I don't think like porcelain dolls would come up. I think you get like that, that whole.
You need a pump.
Oh my God. Have you ever like seen the world of that stuff now? It is scary. Like they're these
like
mannequins.
The ones that really look like people.
Yeah, it's creepy, weird. And like, who the hell has this in their house? Like, why? Why?
I think that's a deal breaker.
I don't know. I mean, you could never have anybody.
And he has blow up dolls.
Yeah.
Like one or the other, I could have dealt with. That's just a deal breaker.
I can't imagine. I mean, just the horror that would be on like a woman's face if she came over and what's this in the closet? Oh, nothing.
What closet?
Oh, that's Cindy.
Get out of my closet.
God, that would just be so weird. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another caller and hear your ghost story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. I'm a new listener. I live in Virginia. And I got quite a long story to tell you guys. When I was in my early 20s, I was working at a little fast food restaurant, and I noticed I worked up front, and it was always my job to clean the dining area. And I would be in the dining area and I would hear my name being called. And So I ended up asking one of the ladies that I worked with, is this place haunted? And she said yes, that there have been other people who heard their names called in the dining area and have had other experiences. Well, when you would walk into the back and go into the freezer, you would be getting stuff to take up to the front, and this shadow would, like, go past you, and then, like, things would just start flying off the shelves. And then I had another experience, and it's the most vivid one, but I was taking the trash out, and I locked myself out of the back. And it was, you know, a big metal door is pretty heavy, and it just unbolted and opened itself and stood open by itself. So I went in, and I walked past the manager's office, and there was a male manager standing in the office. And I was new. I hadn't met him before. And he smiled, and he waved, and I smiled, and I waved, and I went about my day. And I didn't see him for the rest of the day. So I asked the cook, you know, where's the male manager? And she said, what male manager? And I said, there is a guy in the manager's office. He's wearing, you know, manager's outfit and everything. And she was like, we don't have a male manager. It's only, you know, this lady. And then she pulled out her phone and she showed me a picture. And she was like, is this who you saw? And I said, yeah, that's him. I was like, he was here earlier. And she was like, yeah, he died 2 years ago on the way to work. Now, my experience is I've never, ever seen an apparition before this time. And the experiences that I had at this restaurant made me start digging into the history of the area. Now, there's a little road, like, right down the road, there's another road called Indian Mound Road. And I found out that there was an Indian burial mound. I did some digging online. There is an Indian burial mound. And whoever owned the farmland to that land desecrated the mound. Like, they dug up the mound and sold the belongings that were with the Native Americans and removed the bones. And, you know, I tried to figure out what happened to the bones, where they buried. And, you know, I contacted the Historical Society as well as the Native Americans in the area close to me. And they acted like it was a big secret. And they were real hush-hush about it, or they just didn't respond. So I found that kind of weird. But I don't know if you know, what I experienced is connected to this. I wouldn't doubt it. But, yeah, I worked at a haunted restaurant. And I have more stories, so maybe I'll call in again. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts?
Well, number one, if I ever die, well, wait, if. Let's change that. When I die, I don't want to, like, go back to where I worked. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, you saw the guy who used to work here.
Yeah.
I want to, if I'm going to haunt someplace, I'd like to haunt someplace that, you know,
you don't
have to work.
You don't want to haunt a radio station?
I don't know where would be the perfect place to haunt. Like, I want to haunt, like, a bar?
That'd be fun.
No, that would get annoying after a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Wrigley Field would be a fun place to
haunt. There you go. Yeah.
Like, right now, because it's pretty dead there. Ta-da-da.
Ta-da-da. Like a big, big building of some sort that has a lot of history.
I don't want to haunt someplace that I love. Mm-hmm. I love Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
But I don't want to haunt my ex-work. Even if I was on my way to work when I died, but that to me would be really, really weird. If you saw somebody and it's like that, once again, it's like you saw somebody mm-hmm. and it's like, what happened to the guy? Did he look like this? Bomb, bomb, bomb. Yeah. You know, that would be the weirdest feeling.
Mm-hmm.
To actually assume you're looking at a person. Then it makes you think, like, how many times has that happened in your life? And you actually thought you saw a person.
That's what I wonder. I wonder, like, especially in, like, very busy areas where there's lots and lots of people, how often is there something that is there that you don't even realize is, you know, not, you know, not a living person, or if it's a ghost or something, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think everybody would have that ability. Obviously, she does.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just think that's an interest.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Who else have you seen?
Yeah, I know. Thank you for sharing that one. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, and EPP, as we call them. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.